This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Adrian Chenault and very soon Tom Chenault here on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And it's a special day when we get to have an in-studio guest with us. It always makes for a more fun conversation, and today is definitely going to be one of those. Hello, Father. How are you?
Never better.
Good.
How is everybody doing?
Never better. Better now and never better.
Hi, Adrian. My son.
Hello, Robert White.
My dad.
Nice of you to drop in, Tom.
Thank you so much.
We are blessed to have you. So today is an awesome day. We have an amazing person here with us as our guest in the studio today, and that person is Robert White. Robert is the founder of LifeSpring, which is an incredible transformational organization that has impacted the lives of I can hardly even imagine to venture a guess at how many people. Do you have any sense of how many people you've touched over your career, Robert?
Well, the three companies that I've founded, led LifeSpring, ARC International, and now Extraordinary People, graduated more than 1,300,000 people from these high-impact experiential learning events.
I'm going to go with that's higher than the high number I would have guessed. So that is an incredible living legacy that he has created, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation today to talk about how to apply the many years that Robert has been in the world of transformation to what you do. And so it's going to be an awesome conversation, but before we get into it, I want to get Mr. Tom in here to just share a couple of thoughts on how you and Robert connected and why he's been so instrumental in your life.
We got really connected heart to heart over the overdose death of a really, really good buddy of his named Sean. And it was many, many years ago. And prior to that happening, Robert White was just this mystical figure. I could not figure out the human being in Robert White. I just saw him as on the same level as a Werner Erhard or somebody like that. I mean, I was in so awe of him, I couldn't find the human being. And when I saw him go through what he went through over a friend of his, everything changed for me. And I said, this guy is a guy that I want to know for the rest of my life. I want to have him for a mentor, a confidant, and somebody that we can go help people with. And we did that. We've done it. He brought a guy named Eric down to Two Dog Diner one time, and that was about 5-6 years ago, minimum, maybe longer. And Eric and I have stayed in contact to this day because Robert White is such an amazing force of nature that basically his aura is in my life every day. A guy named Sam Walls brought Robert into Longmont, rented a big hotel, bought hundreds of books, and everywhere I turn, somebody knows Robert, who is at a level so much higher than me, and thinks Robert hangs the moon, and I get monster credibility by the fact that I know Robert so well. And I've ridden his coattails for a long time, Paco.
Well, good. I'm ready to jump on that train. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, what Tom didn't mention is that we actually did some real work together when things weren't so good for you, Dr. Tom.
Yeah.
You know, when you had made a recoverable mistake, but a mistake in terms of your business involvement, and it knocked you on your butt.
Yeah.
I was happy to be available. So we've kind of traded mentor roles back and forth. But you're certainly my mentor when it comes to energy and to your incredible commitment around addiction, and it's just, I admire you so much in that regard. I mean, I know you're really good at recruiting and managing and the energy you put into this huge organization you've built, but the part that really touches my heart is your commitment to the people that are struggling with addiction.
Yeah, and that's my life. I mean, people ask me all the time, why I'm so crazy about it is because it's given me my life, and everything that is me is recovery and Alcoholics Anonymous. And every business I've got is founded around the principles of, and traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's all about serving. It's all about loving. It's all about playing, dropping, you know, being with people right where they are, not where my agenda sends them. And I learned that from you, buddy. I mean, you that's who you are. And you talk slower. I feel you're far more boring, but what you say is far deeper and better. So that's that simple.
Could be gravitas.
I drove all the way to Longmont, Colorado, to be told that I'm boring.
So I said 40 nice things, and he heard the one after that.
That's how that works.
That's how that works.
We all sort for the negative. I actually teach that. Or the antidotes to that.
Welcome to the human condition, right?
Exactly.
So, Robert, you have been in this world of personal development for 40-plus years. You have been, you have built three different companies over that span. And you and I were having a really interesting conversation just before we came in here today. And one of the things that I took away from that is that you continue to this day to have a thirst for growth, not just for your clients, for yourself, and for continuing to see that there is opportunity to grow in front of you in spite of the fact, or perhaps not in spite of the fact, that from the outside looking in, people might say, you know, this guy has been there and done it and has the t-shirt of everything that there is to do in this world. And so what, at this stage in your life, in your career, continues to motivate you to spend that kind of time and energy delving deeper?
You know, I do a lot of work, Adrian. That's a great question. I do a lot of work with executives in my mentoring role around purpose. And when I look at myself, I have evolved through a number of different purposes as I've grown and developed and as life has smacked me around occasionally. You know, my first purpose is in my... even going back to being 8 or 9 years old, was I'll never be poor again. I grew up in poverty and abuse and a bunch of stuff like that, which makes a good Lifetime movie, I suppose, but I'm not that interested in dwelling there. But I know that what got me out of it was that statement, I'll never be poor again. And that drove me to the to a place where, when I met Tom, you know, I was living in a 14,500 square foot home on 76 acres just outside of Aspen, Colorado. I was skiing 80 days a year. I had my own airplane. Life was very, very good for me. And driven by, I'll never be poor again. And I certainly was not poor. My reaction was, therefore, oppositional. It's like, I'll show you. I'll show you by becoming successful. And, you know, we were the largest training company in Asia with offices in seven countries, training centers all over the place, and doing about 4,000 students a month just in that company. And life was good for me. And I started waking up thinking, God has something in mind for me. And my friend, the late John Denver, said something similar to me. Once he said it about the same way your father just insulted me. He said, you think you're a pretty big deal, and you are, but you're not. There's something more ahead for you.
There you go. That's what I was saying.
So, you know, I get all these great introductions now. Part of it's just being old, I think, and people being polite. But I've accomplished a few things. And my reaction to that is, it's similar to that Russian, the thing they did, not Russian, Roman generals, you know, when they went off and conquered some foreign land and they came back and there was always a big parade in Rome to celebrate their victories with the slaves and the gold that they captured and all of that. And it is said that in those parades, they would hire one slave to stand next to the general in the chariot and whisper, this too shall pass. this, you know, don't get too caught up in your accomplishments here, buddy. But I started waking up with this notion that that there was something more. And one of the things that was more, that's in the subtitle of my book, is that I was hugely successful financially and in some other ways. I genuinely had accomplished a lot. What was missing was joy and fulfillment. Because when you have that purpose statement of I'll never be poor again, you know, it's coming from a negative place on a personal level. It's a very low level of any kind of a compelling vision. So that started a new growth process for me. And, you know, I'm happy to say to you that my life now includes a healthy dose of joy and fulfillment. And it's been meaningful for me in many, many ways. But it's caused me to look at the entrepreneurial journey. And when you said you wanted to talk about that today, that got me on the road to Long Mountain.
good. So I do want to go there and
hold it for a second.
I'm thinking.
Okay. How many shows with Adrian and I, Robert White, have after we gotten done with the show? You said that was one of the most refreshingly deep shows I've heard in a long time. Thank God for Adrian. How many times have you said that to me? Many times, because this kid's brought a deeper depth, a deeper level of conversation to what you resonate with than I normally do. You know, I'm kind of like all too happy and too superficial, but the conversation you guys are having right here is something that you live for, and it's nice to have a kid like this that talks about that stuff, right?
Well, I would never call you superficial, Tom. I think you have a depth that many people aspire to, quite frankly, but it's expressed in kind of a wild Tom Chenault way, which you use to fool people, so I understand that. Adrian's more organized. He's actually thoughtful.
Okay, good. That's the word we wanted.
So I'll acknowledge him for that. I think he makes the show go. You have the energy. He brings enough organization so that some of your value and your guest value get expressed. And I know your ultimate goal is for the people that tune in and that you want to support. You want them to be successful. And so that's really why I'm here.
My job is to keep the train on the tracks. Your job is to try to take it off the tracks. And the sparks that fly, and as a result, are what make for a good show. So we have some fun with it. We are going to go to our first break here. We're talking to Robert White, one of the true godfathers of the personal development and personal potential movement, an incredible man. And we're going to be talking about really the journey of the entrepreneur on the other side of this break. So make sure you stick around. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Robert White on the Genesis Communication Network. And we will be back right after this. Stick around.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
It's the Leadership Legacy Radio Show with Adrian Shelton Thompson. We got the great Robert White here. If you don't know him, you are making a mistake. If you're not living on his website, you're making a mistake. If you're not reading his email every week, which I read every week, I have to be one of your charter constant readers. It's that simple. And this is an amazing, amazing man. And we're going to go a little deep after this segment. This segment, we're going to kind of set it up. So over to you, Adrian Shelton.
Yeah.
Well done.
So we were talking about the show today and where did we want to delve deeper? And one of the things that is on my mind personally, and so you guys get to ride along as you listen in my own personal inquiry, which is that, you think about the plight of an entrepreneur and everything that is going to happen to you along the way. You talked about, achieving these great heights from a financial perspective and yet finding that you lacked joy and these other pieces of the puzzle. And so much of it is this inner experience and this inner journey that you have to go through in order to get the external things you want and actually be able to enjoy them when you get them. And so what are some of the core components for somebody who's in that entrepreneurial journey, whether they're at the top of the mountain from everybody else's perspective or whether they feel like they're at the bottom of it? What are some of the pieces that you got to be thinking about in order to create the life that you want to create, not just the external stuff?
I'm reminded, Adrian, of one of those jokes that's not a joke, which is that in life, it's difficult to remember that your objective was to drain the swamp when you're up to your ass in alligators. Now, that's kind of a joke, but it's actually got a much deeper meaning. And my experience recently, particularly in the last couple of years, is there are a lot of really talented people that are up to their ass in alligators, and that tends to be where their focus is, instead of remembering that what they're really up to is draining the swamp. My perspective on being an entrepreneur, and you know, in addition to these training companies, I formed and operated a publishing company that did 9 books about the national parks. I've done a lot of different things, some successful, some not successful. I bought a media company in New York City. I lost $1,300,000 in 1 year. That was, you know, we don't give lectures on that experience, except I did learn a lot about me in doing that. But I've looked at this idea of how most of this audience, I understand, are entrepreneurial. They're, you know, small, medium-sized business people. And so I've developed personally, based on my experience of building that kind of company, some kind of rules for the road. And the first one for me is passion. It's to be so excited about your product or service that you can't sleep, that you are just out of your mind about it. It's the best product. It's an incredible service to people. It's a real value, and you're proud of it. You can't stop talking about it. It wakes you up in the morning. It keeps you up at night. And from my point of view, if you're not feeling that kind of passion about what you're doing as an entrepreneur, then kind of rethink it. You know, one of my trips up I-25 North, closer to you than it is to my home near Denver, is the Budweiser Event Center. And one day, years ago, a client called me and said, I've got 2 tickets for this big show at the Budweiser Event Center. And Colin Powell, the Army General and Secretary of State, incredible leader, is talking on leadership. Do you want to go? I said, great. I get to talk to the client for the hour and a half or so it took us to drive up there. And then I get to see Colin Powell. Well, the surprise of the day was this guy, crazy guy with the funny ears, named Seth Godin. Bald head, funny ears, goofy little mensch. And what I got from him was that basically, if you're not excited, you know, get out and step back and do something different. Or figure out a way to get excited. What, you know, what's your resistance to being excited about something? I mean, excited like out of your mind, where people are talking about you. I remember he took the word remarkable, and he divided it into 2 words.
Yep.
Maybe you've heard this before, that remark able. That whatever you're doing has to be remark able. It has to generate remarks. And when you're around somebody and you walk away,
yep,
are they talking about you? Are they talking about your product and your service? So from the standpoint of entrepreneurial success, I think the beginning barrier is, are you excited out of your mind about something, or can you get there?
Oh, Jim, that is right on. And so we're going to pick this conversation up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault and our guest Robert White. It's going to continue to be a great conversation. Stick around.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
U.S. USA News Update. Expect holiday travel delays this weekend. FlightAware is over 900 delays and 100 cancellations in and out of the USA today. Elon Musk has a change of heart.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
That's Corey Myers reporting. Police in Memphis, Tennessee report five people are being treated for severe injuries after a shooting. The suspect in last night's apartment complex shooting still at large. The injured were rushed to an area hospital in critical condition. Police are asking for help to find a white Infiniti believed to be involved in the shooting. Dave Collins, USA News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer Any Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault, and I am getting a word in edgewise about Seth Godin, because I've been trying to get the guy on the radio forever, and he tells me a fast no. Seth, would you like to come on my show? No. Will you ever come on my show? No. So about, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, my phone rings. Unknown number. Hello. Tom. What? It's Seth Godin. I go, what? It's Seth Godin? He goes, yeah. I go, I'm so excited. He goes, you're not going to be. I go, why? He goes, because somebody hacked your email.
Oh.
I go, what? He goes, that's it. See ya. Oh, no. That was that fast.
It really was.
Awesome guy. He is short-winded at best. True story.
That is so
That's my whole crazy. Interaction in my life with Seth, and I love him more than Don Morse.
That's about 30 seconds more than I can say I've had, so that's good.
And then most people.
That is unbelievable.
Christina's already going, what just happened? That is so, okay, so, right on. And there's a lot of time that's not going to happen to you most of the time. That had to be out of your mind excited and in this space of, I am so completely bought in and aligned and on a mission inside of what I'm doing, is something that you most of the time are going to have to generate and regenerate over and over again as an entrepreneur. It's not just going to happen to you. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. But to know that that's the goal, that's where you want to get to. You want to get to that freedom of being as excited as you were when you were 5 years old and you got a new Lego set. You know, nothing could stop you from tearing that package open. Nothing could stop you from causing your parents tremendous pain when they stepped on those pieces. Nothing would stop you.
As the father of a six-year-old boy, I viscerally identify.
We can get there. And sometimes you need to do some deep work. Sometimes you need to do some work in terms of completing your past, anything that keeps you from being positive. I mean, we don't just kind of end up on a planet negatively based and unwilling to be passionate about something. We get there by being disappointed, by picking up garbage along the way that's resident in us. So sometimes you got to deal with the blame or the shame or the regret or the guilt or even past success to get your beliefs out of the way so that you can see the opportunity. It's not an accident that you got started with some business. But to get to that place of wild-ass passion, sometimes you got to do a little bit of work on you. And also, fake it till you make it. Hey, show up and brag a little about it, about your product. And suddenly you'll start noticing that it becomes more real to you just because you said it. You put it out there in the world. You got a reaction. You saw people light up based upon your passion. And, you know, the second piece for me is commitment, always. It's commitment. Are you 100% in? And how much time do we have right now?
We have this is our long time. So we got until 39 after 10 minutes.
That's right there in print. Look, I have this dear friend, Matt Mullich. I met him in NNS training, by the way, Tom, years ago. I always remember that there were 100 CEOs, and people gave these grand introductions of themselves. And then this little guy stands up and says, "My name is Matt Mullich, and I'm a trucker." That got my attention right there. But as I've gotten to know Matt, what I learned about him is that he was a lawyer in his early 30s, and his father died suddenly and prematurely, at least by age. And suddenly he owns this trucking company that was doing about $7 million a year at that time. And 5 years later, they did $85 million. And then you go, wait a minute, that's insane. Nobody can grow like that. But he did. But one of the things about, I'm talking about commitment here, one of the stories that was often shared in that company was that they did specialty hauling of rock and roll acts, Broadway shows, trade shows, things like that. You know, if you're late delivering the latest iPhone, so what? I mean, you might get some noise about it, but if you're a trucking company, that stuff happens. So you could be a day late, 3 days late, a week late. But if you're the carrying the instruments for the rock and roll show and the lasers, and you're late, then it's a big problem. Same thing for trade shows, Broadway shows, and so on. So that was their deal. They had 85% of that market. Nobody's ever heard of such a thing. And so, of course, I'm curious, and I ask why. And they shared this story about a guy whose 18-wheeler broke down somewhere out in the desert in the Southwest. And the closest repair facility did not have the parts. They couldn't get the parts for a week. So what's a guy going to do? You got to be on time, right? He went to the truck stop and stole a tractor.
Yeah.
You know, these guys don't turn those things off at a truck stop. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just let him idle. And he stole the truck. The guy was in, you know, having lunch or getting a shower or something. He stole the truck, disconnected it from the trailer, took it over, hooked it up to his trailer, made his delivery on time, and drove immediately to the local police station and turned himself in. Now, he was on time. He did whatever was necessary to keep his promises, his company's promises. Now, by the way, when it went to court, the judge could hardly, after he heard the story, could hardly stop laughing about it. Now, they had to pay a fine. They had to, you know, all that kind of stuff. But no jail time, dismissed that day because the judge got it. That's what commitment does. People melt in the face of your commitment. That's what I've learned.
And, you know, people talk about loving something, liking something, loving something, being passionate about something. They're all overrated. Unless you're obsessed, you're dead. Obsession is the only word for success. You've got to be so monomaniacal about failure isn't an option that it isn't an option. And the cool thing about this conversation is it's hard to hotwire one of those trucks. Steal an airplane. Find a pilot, steal an airplane. The locks on airplanes are that you can't believe how easy it is to steal an airplane. And nobody ever takes their keys out of their airplanes. So instead of that, because it's slow anyway, steal an airplane and get where you need to go. That's just a tip from Tom. If you're going to go to jail, steal an airplane.
You're listening to Grand Larceny with Adrian Chanel Thompson. I'll do it our way. Wow. That's two tips I did not know. That this is starting to sound like a Catch Me If You Can.
There you go.
Episode.
You know, as I was preparing to be here and thinking about it on the drive up here, the third aspect of this entrepreneurial journey for me is you've got to have a game, and I really want you to think about games. You know, games have an objective, right? You win or you lose. Games have a team. Games have rules. Games have strategies. You got to have a game, no matter what your entrepreneurial journey. For many of you, you're part of some kind of a system, like I was many years ago in the network marketing field, and they've set up the game for you. But you better learn the rules, the strategy, the experts, the people that can teach you to play the game more effectively. You know, one of the things that I learned from Tom Chenault is that you've got to have a great product, you've got to have a great plan, and then you've got to have personal development. You've got to get you out of the way so that you can be successful. I mean, that's how I ended up in the training business. I was struggling in my network marketing business. I went to one of the early Human Potential Movement trainings. They didn't say one word about sales. They didn't say one word about money. They didn't say one word about business. But in the year following that little four-day program, my income tripled. I went from struggle to abundance. And the year after that, it went up 10 times. And all because I got me out of the way. I figured out how to get in the game. And I've always been grateful to Tom for saying that very simple thing. Product, a great plan, a compensation plan, and personal development. Of course, I want to hear that.
That's true. You know, I hate to break it to you. In your company, there's 2 million people with exactly the same product you and the same opportunity. These people buy you, not it. And the faster you can get there from here where they are believing the BLTs with you, which means they absolutely know they belong in your tribe, they know you love them, they know they can trust you, and they know that you're safe. If those four things are present, they're going to do anything with you. But most of us are too busy throwing up on people to build the BLTs, and don't do that. That's what they buy. They are buying you, not it. And that's that. Wow, that was quick, Adrian. He can type. That was a one-hand type job by Adrian. Robert White has wanted me to die for now about 22 years. I can remember the day, July 1st, 1999, Robert White started wishing I were dead. And ever since that day, he's wished I was dead. It's that simple. Because he knows if I die, Denise is going to marry him.
And that's that simple. And she's here right now. And that is the cutest thing. He doesn't come down here because he loves me. He looked around. He looked left. He looked right.
And he's here.
Exactly right. Am I lying or am I dying?
Well, I get my lust out of the way a little bit, and my desire for you to leave the planet.
Okay, that's good news. Here it comes.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. So, your personal development journey, though, it really was a huge. That was the unlock for you, right? You look back to your earliest days in the network marketing profession and being up against all of the stories and all of the looking good and all this stuff. And in the next 90 seconds, talk about how that shifted for you.
I walked into Alcoholics Anonymous, man. I'm going there every day with all these misfits. They are street drunks. I love them more than air in my lungs. It's my tribe. I go out in the network marketing world, and they tell me to throw up on everybody. So I finally figured out that if I just treat my life like an AA meeting and love people, it's going to work. And then I ran into this crazy Robert White, and I ran into the Landmark Forum, and all of a sudden I realized that the entire world lives in communication, vulnerability, and authenticity. And so I reinvented myself from a network marketer to a personal development guy that happened to have a compensation plan tied to the end of it. And the rest is history. And now every area of my life is 100% dedicated to the work of this man right here. No matter what, go buy his book.
And you can do that at therobertwhite.com or .net?
.com.
Therobertwhite.com. So do go and check out his work. You definitely want to do that. We're going to take one last break here, and we've got one more awesome segment to go. I've got a big question I want to ask you. So stick around. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We've got Robert White, the incredible, incredible personal development guru, and you do not want to miss this. So stick around. You're on the Genesis Communication Network, and we will be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we got Robert White with us for the final segment. Of course, this flew by. I am very, very sad, but I'm very, very happy we actually got him down here. That was an act of God. It's good to have you here, Robert.
It's a beautiful day.
So we're going somewhere. So I talked about Sean, and then I talked about Eric. And Robert just went through one of the toughest moments of his life because he lost his son. And we've got a job to do on this planet, and that is help people not get themselves beyond the eight ball with it. Alcohol, drugs, depression, mental illness, anything, because it's killing people at a very, very rapid pace. Robert, I hijacked you, but I had to talk about that a little bit because people are dying and it's a secret and we can't keep it a secret any longer. What do we need to do to get people to understand that we have to love like crazy, then love more?
I'm still not in a place where I talk about this easily. This is now 9 months ago for me. I recognize I have a belief that I'm going to die before any of my children. So to lose one of them, it's been hard on me and hard on the rest of our family. I'm aware that there are people that used to work for me that are now doing healing work around addictions, and they tell me that the most common thing that they find out is that there's some childhood damage that was done to the person that gets deep into drugs. My son was not deep into drugs, but he would partake at a party, which is what he did. He went to a party in San Francisco. Cocaine was available. He used it. It was laced with fentanyl. And this is an incredible scourge. The medical examiner in San Francisco told me that they were losing 8 per day to exactly that. In a city of what, 600,000-700,000?
Yeah.
They're losing 8 citizens a day, day after day after day, because fentanyl is cheap and easily available. You know, we've got a southern border that's beyond porous. And it's pouring in, and they're cutting it into heroin, they're cutting it into cocaine, they're cutting it into various drugs. And it's very hard to control. It's a killer. My son didn't wake up the next morning. I miss him terribly. I'm going through all the stages of grief, including blaming myself somehow for it. And I'm just saying that there's an education effort. I heard on the podcast this morning that the number of teenagers trying pot is up 250%.
Yep.
From just 3 years ago. 2.5 times more kids are using pot. And, you know, it seemed, I'm not a user, but I don't have a lot of energy on marijuana, except it's clearly a gateway drug for some.
Yeah.
And Tom, you must know a lot more about that than me. But if we don't slow this down, if we don't start educating people about really taking responsibility for their own lives, and in the case of these teenagers, to have that difficult conversation with them. One of my clients just found out that her 15-year-old daughter had tried pot for the first time, and they ended up making a deal. She monetized it. She said, will you agree to a monthly drug test, and you come out clean, you get this much cash.
Yeah.
But she contextualized it not just as that game. I mean, that was the outcome of the game that they both agreed on. But she contextualized it that I really care about you. I really care about your future. If you make a decision as an adult to do some of this stuff, I don't recommend it, but I would understand, and you're an adult. But you're living in my house, and this doesn't work for me. You know, and so I don't know the answer, is I guess the answer to your question.
Well, it can happen to Robert White, it can happen to me, it can happen to my parents, it can happen to you. And I just believe, Shia LaBeouf, congratulations, today's his 2-year sobriety birthday. The reason I know that is it's public information, because we're taking the lie with the stigma of the anonymous part of this thing. And I'm not talking about the media or what's up, but sobriety and taking it seriously, we're talking about it. Because if we're talking about it, we're talking to our kids about it, and our kids are talking to us, and maybe we can slow this thing down, because we don't need any more people to die. Would you agree?
Well, for sure true for me. And I guess a positive note, I'll use this opportunity and every opportunity I can to say thank you to the people that have reached out to me, that have told me about how they got through some tough times. It's been incredibly valuable. Frankly, counseling my former wife and Rob's mother has been incredibly valuable for me. I mean, she says it was valuable for her, but I think I got more out of it. But a week ago, I found out that a friend down in Louisiana bought a Christmas ornament memorializing my son. It's a fundraiser for the hospital, but he remembered me, he remembered what I'm going through, and did that small gesture that was so very wonderful for me.
We love you, Robert. Rob Sperry next week, and that'll be a great show. He just wrote a new book. There's only one company mentioned in the book, and that happens to be the one in the top right-hand corner of the screen. When you buy the book, call Rob Sperry and tell him you liked page 109 best. We're going to see you all next week on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.